with your host, MZ. See if we can get him on the line, MZ. You there, boss? Okay, well, while we're trying to figure out how to get the boss on the air, let's get this morning started off with your Saturday special.
Good morning. A brighter day is here. Good morning. May we bring you cheer.
We've got time. We've got tunes. We've got time, tunes, and temperature.
Get up and go. It's today, you know, on KSCO Radio.
Madness, where everything that is...
What's that expression, no good deed goes unpunished? Well, it certainly applies here with a politically conservative swirling family bringing Air America Radio to the very large liberal community here on the Central Coast 1 year ago, July 18th. But when we explain that we cannot afford to go on being the sole sponsor of Air America, we are chided, ridiculed, and threatened by vicious, vicious, vicious people who accuse us of, get this, intentionally trying to sabotage liberal talk radio. Can you believe that? Well, we're going to read some of those disgusting letters from twisted and bitter people and have a stimulating discussion on the rise of new media and the fall of old media on the next KSCO and KOMY special. This Saturday, 10 a.m. to 12 noon, right here on You Better Watch Out or You Won't Have Those Whirlings to Kick Around Anymore Radio, AM 1080 KSCO and AM 1340 KOMY. Be with us.
Okay, we are now on the air. Let's see if we can get the boss up on the line. You with us, MZ?
Well, I think so.
All right, I gotta run out of the room. You are on the air. Okay, we're off to a rocky start here. Let me get your intro all lined up for you.
Hello, Aaron.
Yes.
We are on the air?
Now we are, yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe we should just start the whole show over again. What do you think about that idea?
Sounds like a good idea.
All right. You're in the talk studio, right?
Yeah, I'm just giving you your morning.
No, I can do it.
Okay.
I can do it. Don't worry.
Good morning. A brighter day is here. Good morning. May we bring you cheer.
We've got time. We've got tunes. We've got time, tunes, and temperature.
Get up and go. It's today, you know, on KSVO Radio.
Anyhow, it wouldn't be any fun at all if this were a professional radio station, right? We boast the finest technical difficulties of any radio station on God's green earth, as Michael Medved would say. Welcome to the Saturday special. We're going to be doing another one of those partially introspective Saturday specials today. We're going to sort of air out some additional dirty laundry. Then we're going to move on to some other exciting topics. Stay with us.
Good morning. Now stay right here on KSCO Radio.
Okay, now, you've heard this before, but you'll hear it again. Here. What's that expression, no good deed goes unpunished? Well, it certainly applies here with a politically conservative swirling family bringing Air America Radio to the very large liberal community here on the Central Coast 1 year ago, July 18th. But when we explain that we cannot afford to go on being the sole sponsor of Air America, we are chided, ridiculed, and threatened by vicious, vicious, vicious people who accuse us of, get this, intentionally trying to sabotage liberal talk radio. Can you believe that? Well, we're going to read some of those disgusting letters from twisted and bitter people and have a stimulating discussion on the rise of new media and the fall of old media on the next KSCO and KOMY special. This Saturday, 10 a.m. to 12 noon, right here on You Better Watch Out or You Won't Have the Zwirlings to Kick Around Anymore Radio, AM 1080 KSCO and AM 1340 KOMY. Be with us. Okay, Aaron, are we there?
We're there.
And are we on KOMY also?
Yes, sir.
All righty. Good. Well, well, well. All right, so I guess I'm not sure. I think the listeners got a double dose of the beginning of the Saturday special, or maybe just part of it today, but whatever. Whatever. We had an interesting program on KSCO yesterday during the noon balloon. You didn't happen to hear it, did you, Aaron?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Well, it was all about sort of a continuation of what we started to talk about last week, and that was Air America. Now, Air America has been on, it's been in operation for more than 2 years, but on our station, KOMY, it's only been in operation it'll be exactly 1 year, 10 days from now, on July 18th. And has it been a success? Well, I think so in terms of listenership. As I've said on the promos, the audience research data that I see has shown KOMY to have the largest audience I think that it's ever had, if you believe the ratings, and I guess there's no reason not to. But an interesting phenomenon is that advertising has been very, very slow, almost non-existent, and it doesn't seem to follow. Now, we started putting out some promos saying, hey, you know, a year is sort of giving it enough time, you know, to be sponsoring the program, you know, ourselves single-handedly at the radio station. And I started getting, you know, some emails, some angry emails, when all we were doing was appealing for support. I want to read some of these emails, a couple of these, what I consider pretty nasty emails here, and we will invite people to participate. The phone numbers are 479-1080 or 477-1340, and you can call the radio station and chip into the conversation if you so desire. My goodness, we already have a caller. Well, before I read this letter, let's see what the call, because since he called even before I put out the, he must have something interesting to say. Go ahead, Bill.
MC, I want you to see whether or not you could make that cash register at KSCO ring continually. I think it would. If you start selling albums or CDs of Kay and her editorials, she's got the sweetest presentation of positive thinking and that's about all I want to say. Kudos for Kay, and let's get.
You think people would pay for that? I agree with everything you said. Of course, obviously,
no,
Kay's brilliant, but you know, are people going to pay for what they're used to getting for free?
Get on it, find out. I'll be the first in line with my fistful of bucks.
You mean for a download or something from a CD or what do you suggest?
CD.
Uh-huh.
As far as I'm concerned, but
right.
Send it up, see if it'll fly.
Okay. All righty. Hey, thanks,
Thank you,
Bill. That was Santa Cruz Bill, 479-1080 or 477-1340. Phone numbers to call. Coming up later in the program, a discussion of new media here with a special guest whom I won't announce until he arrives. And I might not even announce him then. I might leave it up to you because it's a formerly familiar voice on KSCO from some time ago. Some of you might recognize him, but we'll see. Anyhow, here's one of those emails that I received. It says, MZ, I really think, MZ, that you started KOMY with Air America and didn't pursue commercial advertising to discredit the idea of a liberal radio network. Prove me wrong. This is a Republican tactic, and it is tried and true. I am a loyal listener, but as soon as you destroy this successful network, I will buy XM to make sure that I get even better programming because I love not only Randy, but I love Sam Cedar and Mike Malloy, whom you have substituted with that idiot Alan Colmes. I know he is your friend, in quotes, but he is also the butt boy, in quotes, for insanity and does just whatever Fox tells him to do. That you broadcast Fox News on the station is an insult to intelligent people that tune into KOMY. I wasn't aware that we broadcast Fox News on KOMY. We broadcast Air America News on KOMY, ladies and gentlemen. This is not accurate. It's no wonder that you have problems selling while you continue to sell such tripe to the audience of relatively intelligent people. I also suspect that the reason why Majority Report is not as popular is because you conveniently drop the signal until someone calls in. Every day. Me. Okay, now I gotta say, I think that's a gross exaggeration, but if it's not, then this person definitely has a point. I mean, if the signal is dropping so that someone has to call in every day, that's absolutely ridiculous, and we're going to have to check in on that. And it's got to be computer error, not human error, because the computer runs KOMY. All right, the thing that really bothers me is that you only carry part of Air America and didn't carry the excellent programming of the weekend. Instead, you dedicate the entire weekend to some health-crazed group, and that is really boring for the most part. You need to carry Ring of Fire, the Lori Flanders Show, and Eco Talk. You wouldn't have to carry it all, but I get sick and tired of shows that obviously push their products as opposed to trying to inform the public. Those three shows would be excellent to carry. I hate infomercials, which is what Dead Doctors Don't Lie is and which is what The Weeknd is. You should also carry Rachel Maddow and Mark Marone, or is it Mora? I can't tell. If you drop Randy, you drop Air America, then KOMY is dead in the water. You only are carrying two of the shows now. If you really think that the other shows will substitute for the liberal community, you are clueless. Alan Colmes does not count. He is an insult to our intelligence, and I know of no liberal who thinks he is a serious substitute for real liberal content. I've always been insulted that you cover him. He's a wimp, and he has no credibility in the liberal world. No wonder your numbers drop when you put him on. I'm angry that you dropped the Majority Report, though. Janine is not my favorite. Sam is great. You should not be guilt-tripping your listeners to do the job you're hired help is supposed to do. If your hired help can't get advertising like blah, 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 it has no problem getting, then I suggest that you fire your hired help. If you think I buy that your supposition that blah, blah, blah gives free advertising for companies, you are weakly claimed buy yourself a new cigar and blow it into the atmosphere and continue to add to the poisons that are destroying our planet. Guess what? Liberals are capitalists too. Don't try and push down our throats a Republican lie. What is your particular problem? This is Santa Cruz, not Monterey or Gilroy. We are a liberal community. You probably don't like that, but so what? Your business is to make money, appeal to that. I know what you're trying to do. I don't like it, and I will do everything I can to expose it. And you are trying to discredit liberal radio by putting it on a very weak channel and then closing down after a year of not trying to get commercial exposure on it. It's a pretty evil... I can't really read this word, but it's pretty Republican. That's what you all do. You guys are disgusting in that way. And an edited copy of this will probably go to the Santa Cruz Sentinel unless I get a rational response. I will CC you, though, on anything I send because I do believe in transparency. I know you don't listen to news, at least not real news, but do you realize that the Iraqi government is now arming insurgents? So much for the war on terror and spreading democracy. How will you handle that without Air America Radio? Rush certainly won't tell the truth, nor will Fox. And it's signed Joy Williams, who left a phone number, but not a complete phone number. It doesn't give all the phone number. It doesn't give all the digits. Anyhow, I emailed back Joy Williams, and I said, well, I would like to respond to you. Please give me a phone number so we can talk. And the person hasn't done that. Okay. Marco was on the phone. Can't hold for long. You're on the air, Marco. Hey.
Hi, Michael. And
hey.
Everyone else. Always enjoy the show. Just to KSCO listeners who own businesses, I want them to know that advertising on KSCO has been effective for me. And I've brought in revenue from advertising that made it well worth it.
Well, we're talking about KOMY now.
Right, I understand that. But in general...
You're sort of a liberal guy, aren't you?
Advertising.
Aren't you sort of a liberal guy?
Me?
Yeah, sort of.
That's very funny.
No?
That's very funny.
You're not?
You don't remember the city council run?
Yeah, I remember, but that's why I thought, because you're sort of a liberal, that's why you ran, I thought. Now, maybe I got it all wrong, but...
No, my brother says I'm just to the right of Attila the Hun.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so, but we can't talk politics.
Yeah.
Because I'm too far to the right for this town. In any event, business owners should know that radio advertising on any of your stations would be effective, in my opinion, and it certainly has been effective for me on KS.
I think it would be just a no-brainer on KS on KOMY because there'd be the first one or two that came on would be considered heroes because, wow, I mean, the people, I've never met such fiercely loyal people than Air America audience.
Well, if I felt like the KOMY listeners in Santa Cruz had enough money to buy anything, then, I would address that issue. But I could be wrong, and maybe next time we come in, which should be this month, we'll talk about it.
Right. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, Mark. Yeah, thanks for the call. 479-1080 or 477-1340. The phone numbers if you want to call into the Saturday special today. Okay, here's another one. AMZ has for support from the business community for your presentation of Air America in the form of paid advertisements. I think you have too high an expectation of almost instant success in the way of financial support. Almost instant? I mean, a year is an unrealistic expectation? Okay. Doesn't it seem more likely that when you placed Air America on the radio that most people in the business community hardly were aware that you had changed anything about your heavily right-wing radio station? As a pragmatist, mostly liberal businessman, I would never advertise on your station that plays those pretentious, arrogant commentaries by Kay's Whirling. The only way most folks would contribute to you is if you show yourself to be a reasonable station committed to the needs of the community rather than to the bottom line of more profits for the Z Clan. Of course, you have to make a profit, Z, but you have to do it without selling out to greedy infomercials or tacky local shows full of hatred. I have to do that without doing what you said? And I guess someone must have put this fellow John A. in charge here because he decided how we have to make a profit and no other way. It appears to most of us that your main focus is on how to make more money, and when you have succeeded, then the next step is always how to make even more money. You dream of being some kind of community radio, but that has to take a backseat to your bottom line. By the way, aren't you making a decent profit from your multi-level vitamin business, of which you forgot to mention your connection to the great Doc during last week's show? Sometimes, MZ, I think you subscribe to the Dick Cheney Republican style of business ethics, for the only morality is how much money you make, not how you did it, i.e., you can earn it by a clever invention, extract it from the taxpayers, start a war, and invade another country to harvest a huge new source of government contracts or, well, whatever. All in all, MZ, I love your Saturday special, for you are not afraid to do a live and uncut show full of production clinks and improvisations, and that is unique in radio, especially now in the world of corporate radio. And your mother is very articulate, but sadly wrapped up in her skewed view of the world, but not a whole lot different from O'Reilly and other talking heads. I think that ultimately you will find your riches, but never the community-wide respect that you think you deserve. Tip, take a look at Bill Gates. Best wishes, keep the faith. And it's signed John A. We've got John and Carmel and Larry and Aptos on the lines. We'll get to you guys, but let me just read my response to John, okay? And that'll just sort of put it out for everybody. John, I don't expect you to believe me, but the fact is there has not been 1 cent of profit for either KSCO or KOMY since the Z Clan has owned these stations. You are correct that the multi-level vitamin business is profitable, thank God, because that is the only reason KSCO and KOMY have been able to remain private and independent. Both have been labors of love. But I cannot afford to keep plowing most and sometimes all of the vitamin profit into KSCO, KOMY. I'm getting old and need to provide for my retirement. I guess I'll have to face the fact that there is a reason there are no more profitable commercial community stations left in this country. It's just impossible. End of story. But your perception of me is wrong. Money is not my God. If it was, I would have gotten out of the standalone talk station radio business within 6 months of getting into it. But I am very proud of the methods I have earned, whatever money I have generated by helping others to get healthy so that I could continue to provide a true community forum, a voice for everyone, even you. Do you ever call a show? Thanks for your kind words at the end of your email. Admittedly, I'm dense. I didn't get the connection with your Bill Gates tip. Please explain, best MZ. Didn't get a response back to that. Maybe this is John. Maybe this is the John and Carmel. Are you the John who wrote this email? John? Hello, John. Okay, well, I guess John is... John must have gone to relieve nature's internal pressure or something. Larry and Aptos, you're up.
Yeah, hi. I was on last week, and I brought up the fact that, you know, there is a competitor. And, in fact, I called one of their talk shows this past week, and you had suggested that maybe they were giving away free ads.
I said it's a possibility.
They're not.
Okay.
So I want to correct you on that.
Okay.
They're selling
there's
ads.
Nothing to correct. I said may.
Well, okay, but I kind of thought that was...
I didn't say did. I
thought that was kind of a stretch.
Yeah.
So they are selling ads.
Okay.
And I also was told that their content on the radio does not dissuade people from business owners from buying ads. They're doing it no matter what is being broadcast on the air.
Right.
I just want to bring this up as a counterpoint because you seem to be...
Yeah, they probably have better quality liberal talk radio. And, you know, I think they had a chance to get Air America, if I'm not mistaken.
They chose
not to.
No, they do have
Is that right?
A couple of Air America shows.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah,
huh.
They have Robert F. Kennedy Jr. or whatever. They have the Papantonio Kennedy show.
Uh-huh.
They do have that. That's Air America. And they have Stephanie Miller,
right.
And that's Air America.
Stephanie Miller is not Air America. It's Jones Radio, as is Ed Schultz.
I don't know. I think
Larry, don't go on the mat with me on this one. You're going to lose.
I don't know. I don't know about
Stephanie
that.
Miller is not Air America.
Well, the other thing, too, is people from either network seem to fill in for other people when they go on vacation.
Yeah,
anyway.
I think you're right about that. Yeah.
Yeah. And, so they do have some, but, you know, again, I don't know.
And you listen to both stations, though.
I listen to both.
Uh-huh.
And the reason I listen to both is because I would rather hear, say, Tom Hartman than Al Franken, but I would probably rather hear Randy Rhodes than Ed Schultz because, I like Ed Schultz. I think he's a great guy. It's just that I think Randy's message is a little bit, she's doing a little more cutting edge, and she's also bringing up some, and it's funny, sometimes Ed Schultz brings up the same issues.
Larry, are you self-employed or retired, just out of curiosity?
No, I work for an organization, so I am working, and I get...
But you're able to listen during the day, which is...
I get to at times.
Have sort of a neat job, it sounds like, where you can listen a lot during the day.
Not really. I mean, I'm working right now, and I get a chance to... listened in chunks and little, like 5 minutes here, 10 minutes there, and you know, there are... I do get off work early enough in the day, like at 3 o'clock, I can basically hear.
Right.
You know, and I also listen to the public radio stations too.
Are you listening to... have you ever heard this show before? Because it sounds like you don't listen to KSCO, because it's probably too conservative,
at all.
Right?
Why would I? I don't want to hear anything out of the mouths of the liars, Limbaugh and O'Reilly, and they are liars.
Uh-huh.
You know, O'Reilly Well, they have a show on Al Franken. I mean, they bring up things every week that he says on TV that aren't true. So, you know, I don't want to listen to that guy. I know what's coming out of his mouth.
So
they
the
were
only...
on for a long, long time.
Well,
I used to watch The Factor about once or twice a week, and I just couldn't believe what I saw on TV coming out of that guy.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm glad Olbermann takes him on MSNBC.
So are you aware that we do other programs besides O'Reilly?
Oh, yeah,
O'Reilly
I know about the health thing because sometimes...
No, not the health thing. Not the health not just the health thing. What about our Good Morning program, which is not political at all? It's just a community service program for 3 hours where we have people in the community and what's going on. And
you
we
know,
specifically
stuff,
are not...
I think that stuff's great, and I probably listen to it occasionally. I don't make... It's not a religion because... You know, to be frank, when it comes to the weekends in particular, I'm probably listening to public radio more than I am the commercial radio stations.
But it was the fact, I guess, that I told the people at the station to flick the switch and put carry the Saturday special on 1340 that brought you in at all, right? Because you wouldn't
normally
be listening.
Oh, yeah, I heard that you were going to have call-ins, you know, and the, you know, I heard it while you were during the late afternoon when you were cutting out the majority report and saying you were going to do this and you were going to have another show on. I mean, I don't mind that you took off. You know, if you've got the 3 hours of Franken and the 3 hours of Randy Rhodes on, that kind of equals the whatever Limbaugh and O'Reilly, I guess, if
you
got three and three
there.
You
seem pretty reasonable. Good.
Yeah, but my point is I don't understand why you're not selling ads when that other station down to the south is. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to – I can't get into your head. I don't know if it's politics here in Santa Cruz where people know who you are and they don't like you and they don't want to buy ads from your station. I have no idea.
What you just suggested has been said to me many times.
Okay,
and
because
it's the same family that owns a station that carries the likes of Savage and Limbaugh.
Yeah.
And O'Reilly.
Well,
it doesn't matter that we have another station that's pretty much devoted in prime time to the opposite political point of view. And that's what bothers me. If it's true, and it probably is, that there is so much hatred for this Werling family just because we've had Rush Limbaugh on for 12 of the last 15 years. That's probably why that the advertising hasn't been more.
Well, but I don't know if it's hate. It could just be dislike. I mean, you're talking about people here that are looking at the fact that close elections are lost. Like, you know, they're going to have a recount for that North San Diego County seat, Bribey, and I can't think of the woman's name. You know, somebody is going to. You know, they want every single vote counted. I mean, when you consider that people, you know, close elections like that are lost within even tenths of a percentage point, and you're going to get people like me who are going to say, what's going on here? And then, you know, if you take it to the radio level, they don't want, you know, people like me aren't going to want to hear right-wingers. I don't know. The personality thing, again, I think that's sad in a way because I think it's good that you put on Air America, and I would think that some people would say, hey, I would really like to have my ads there because I know people are going to hear it and buy. You know, I think, though, on the other hand, you can't say liberal radio doesn't work or is a failure because obviously it's working
on the other
side of the bay.
Yeah, did I say that?
Well, I think I said
Air America isn't working.
Limbaugh said something about liberal radio doesn't work. It does work.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I did play a little clip of Limbaugh talking last week.
Yeah, it does work, and it's working in a lot of areas. And I heard, I guess it was in Phoenix, they took off Air America, and then now it's back on again because people were upset. So.
Oh, I'm sure people would be upset if we took it off. Absolutely.
The problem with Air America, David Corsi said by way of introduction, is that if Al Franken is the best you can do as a host, you're really scraping the bottom, and he is the best thing they have.
I don't know about that. I don't think he is.
Well, I mean, the overall quality of the programming sucks, and there's this other problem that I am the token liberal here today.
Mm-hmm.
And I find the programming, and I'm echoing back, I find the programming offensive for the same reason I find, you know, Rush Limbaugh offensive. Name-calling, treating politics as entertainment, simplifying complex issues to bumper stickers.
Well, they're all kind of doing that to a certain degree. The only the people I think that don't do that, Tom Hartman, he doesn't do that.
Have you heard Tom Hartman? He's pretty professional.
He's very professional. Yeah. And I think
he's a nice guy, too. In fact, we were going to carry Tom Hartman, and Tom Hartman and I had a nice long talk on the telephone for an hour one evening, and I really like the guy, actually. And it was all said, and then he didn't realize that Monterey and Santa Cruz were the same radio market.
Oh, okay,
so that
yeah.
was the end of that.
Well, you know what? I bet you could cut a deal where you just put him on at a different time of the day. I mean, they do that. I mean, there is the other station up in the Bay Area, San Francisco.
Yeah.
And you know, they run Jones Network and Air America people like back to back. So somehow
a lot of stations do that. In fact, most Air America stations in the country do that.
They're doing that
because they don't carry. They would rather carry Ed Schultz
right.
than Randy Rhodes live. So most of the Air America stations put Randy Rhodes on delayed. And they were very, very excited when we came on and took most of her show live,
yeah.
which is what we do.
Yeah.
And because we're one of the very few stations that run her live. Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to do a call-in show if nobody can call in live.
Well, yeah, exactly.
You got to count on other people doing it from other parts of the country. Hey, but you know,
Larry, thanks for calling and bringing up the...
Real quick, you know, maybe, I don't know if it's worthwhile to call up some of the people... advertising on the other station, you know, or again, I said last week, hit up some of these public radio station sponsors, because I think if you put it to them, look past me. I mean, obviously, people down there are advertising, and they may be looking past what's being broadcast on the air. So if they look past you and say, hey, we want the message out there, then I don't know. I mean, somehow I guess you got to work out your marketing here. I'd hate to see a cut off Air America completely. I'd be happy if you just kept on the two programs. I'm fine with that.
That's all we do.
Okay, that's fine. All right, thank you.
Okay, there goes Larry. Someone just hung up, but I don't know who that was. Here comes John in Carmel, I think. Are you there, John?
You betcha. You hung up on me the first time, Michael. What's going on?
What'd you say?
You hung up on me the first time I was holding. That was a technical difficulty, I guess.
No, I took your call and I said, John, hello, John, you're on, John, hello, John. Listen to the tape tonight. You'll hear.
Well,
it.
I'm back.
Yeah. What were you doing? Relieving nature's internal pressure at the time, or what?
No. I don't know what happened. I was just must have been a failure with the communication system.
Okay. We might have been boring you.
First of all, what the man said at the beginning of the program was outstanding about your mom. I look very, very forward to hearing what Kay says. She's got such a pleasant voice, and she's smart. The other thing is, I'm tired of these liberals boo-hooing about not having something given away. You know, we give them PBS. We spend huge amounts of money. Over 15% of their budget is paid for by the tax people. And if their budget grows, they still grow with the 15%.
The token liberal is grimacing here. The token liberal in the room, whose name is Dave Corsi, he announced himself. He's grimacing. Why are you grimacing, Dave?
I don't think of, like, PBS as being a major liberal thing. I think...
I don't care what you think. You're wrong. How about that? I mean, I watch Gay Night on the television things. I listen to what they have to say on the radio. And President Johnson is the one who started this for the Great Society. If you take a look at the fairness in media, 90% of what they do is to the left. And we have to pay for that. It would be like you paying for Rush Limbaugh.
Hey, I pay for lots of things I don't like very much, including a war in a certain foreign country right now.
Let me put a ticket on that. Let me get back to what I want to talk about, and then I'll listen to you. Number two thing is I heard Dusty Rhodes. She's a hate monger, and she doesn't have the facts.
Randy Rhodes, but that's...
Randy Rhodes, yeah, I'm sorry. I heard her say that they should assassinate the president. I can't believe that was allowed to go on here. I can't believe anything. I never heard anybody say that about President Clinton or any of the other people. I mean, I cannot believe that happened. Again, the reason that Air America doesn't work is its content is awful. PBS would have failed if it wasn't supported by the taxpayer. You know,
Think PBS's content is very good, except it seems definitely tilted in one political direction, which doesn't happen
polite.
To be yours.
It's biased, totally biased.
Okay.
I look at Frontline and saw what they did to smear, you know, what's happening now as far as what's happening with our nation. You know, it's like the New York Times. You can't make a liberal happy no matter which way you go or what's going on. They're not team players. They don't know whether it's global warming, global cooling. You know, they talk about this oil situation. The oil situation is a problem because we haven't been able to drill and we haven't been able to develop our refineries. It's not a problem. You're just going to pay for it. That's the open market. What all these liberal people want is a giveaway and something for free. I mean, look at our school system in California. You know, they don't want failures. And it's because they don't understand that you have to work to get to where you want to go to.
How is that a liberal versus conservative issue?
Sir?
How is that a liberal versus conservative issue?
What?
If kids don't make grades, they should fail. We should do as much as we can to help them, but we should have an honest and fair grading system. How is that a liberal conservative issue?
What they're trying to do is they're trying to get an educational system where nobody fails. You can't fail. You know, social promotions.
I don't think there's a lot of consensus in education that nobody fails, although No Child Left Behind is having that effect, as in order to meet the federal mandate, lots of school systems have watered down their curriculum.
I've got the solution for you, sir. Let's let the public school system go where you get a chit and where you're able to go to the school that you choose, and it will be a competition set where it isn't now. It's a meganopoly right now. You go to your public school system. Your kids are going to hear all about this Environazi stuff, and it's wrong. It's not right. It's junk science.
If you say so, sir.
We're here to talk about radio programs, not about the school system.
Well, I don't care. It's a sort of a free-for-all today anyhow. What the hell?
Well, that's it. But again, you know, I appreciate these people, but they're whiners. They're always whining about something. And again, you know, someone said
that that's what I've been doing for the last few weeks about whining about not getting ads to support liberal radio. And I corrected the person yesterday, and I said, I'm not whining, I'm warning. It's a warning. It's not going to be around much longer if someone doesn't step up to the plate besides us.
Right. And again, it's such a lame format. You know, it's like the liberals are putting all their money in this guy named John Stewart, and that's not even his real name, who are definitely Bush bashers and conservative bashers. And it's comedy, supposedly, and it's supposed to be news. That's where the liberals are going. Liberals aren't interested in facts. They just don't do that. They can't even, you can't reason with them. And, yeah. And again, that's why Air America's failed. Okay. Is there hate mongers? I've listened to it. I've tried to listen to it just to see what's happening. And they've got it all wrong. And again, if it failed with you, is it failing across the country? Of course, it's failing hugely. And there's Soros has put so much money.
You know, it's true. You would think that in a place like Santa Cruz, which makes Berkeley look right wing, that
because they're cheap and they won't spend money.
I think the issue is that kind of programming turns off liberals. If whether they're listening to Rush Limbaugh do it or whether they're listening to a liberal do it. I've tried listening to Air America.
Sir, you said the answer to the question right there. They turn it off. And if it isn't making money, people aren't listening to it. Why?
Yeah.
And
it's not very good radio. I mean, that's real simple. It has nothing to do with being liberal or conservative. It's
so
the audience.
What do you need to do? Get Rush Limbaugh to pump it up so it can work for liberals? It's not going to work.
Sir, I don't care what you do, and I haven't suggested you should do anything. I'm saying it's not very good radio programming, so people aren't going to listen to it.
So then you turn it off, or they get somebody to replace them that is good radio. You know, they're trying very hard with John Stewart to make the liberals are to make things work. And he's kind of successful. He's got 28 writers that write for him.
Hey, Carmel John, real articulate. Thanks for the call. We got to move on, okay?
Okay, see you. Bye-bye.
There he goes. Poor Mary in Soquel has been waiting for so long. How are you, Mary in Soquel?
I'm good, Mr. Zwirling. Thank you.
Mr. Zwirling.
Yes.
Well, I'm happy someone shows some respect. I mean, nobody else does.
Oh, well.
Not even my staff.
Just
they
our
They walk
MZ.
All over me.
Just our MZ.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead, Mary. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, I'll try and stay on point after listening to John.
John's sort of all over the place.
He's very articulate.
And makes And he whines like a conservative. He does he does all the things he accuses the liberals of doing, and and keeps doing it. And it's lots of fun listening because it's like, so what are you doing, John? I mean,
now David
dialing right now.
Now David, let poor Mary talk.
Hold on, but Mary and I are agreeing with one another, so that's
let
unusual.
Her talk. She's been waiting. Let her say her piece.
Yeah. Well, again, I'll try and stay on point because it's very important, and it's great you're having the show today. And I missed last week, but I was...
It was terrible last week. It was just awful.
Right. But I was sort of inflamed by your promos that I heard all week for today. And...
we only put them on yesterday, Mary. Now, don't exaggerate.
It only seemed like it was all week.
Yeah. No, you had a different one yesterday, but there was another one playing. I listen all day, every day.
To Air America?
No. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. But in that, you said that since the Zwirlings had acquired KYMY, is it in 97?
Yes, that's correct.
That for the first time since you started the Air America broadcasting, that the listeners have swelled enormously. Is that correct?
I said in the promo that the ratings, the audience research data that I have seen shows that we have the largest audience that we've ever had.
Right.
Since we've owned the station, yes.
So... the implication would be that it's not a failure in that sense.
Right. Oh, certainly not.
Liberal talk radio.
They're listening for sure.
Is not a failure.
Right.
And I'm guessing.
Well, if that's the way you measure success, I measure success of my business from the income, from
certainly.
The revenue.
Absolutely. And you have every right to make that your priority. But you said. In your response, in your letter response to one of the earlier emails,
yes,
that you've never made a profit on either station.
You're right.
So that would mean that your advertising...
But at least we sell advertising on KSCO that helps pay the bills.
Right, but still there's an implication that there's a failure in your advertising even on KSCO.
You're right. I can't argue with that because
You're having a special program to tout the fact that Air America is failing to deliver advertisers.
At all, right.
Well, you've never touted in all, the, you know, your flagship station, KSCO.
Yes.
You've never created this kind of a furor that they're not being able to deliver.
Well, it used to be for sale on the website. I think it was $3 million at the time or something.
Really?
Like that.
Uh-huh. So I'm just confused.
Well, see, KSCO carries the other. You have to ask MZ how he really makes his money and why he stays in the radio business. And we won't get into that except to say Dr. What's-His-Name is a major is the source of income. And as long as he's on the radio, MZ makes enough money to keep the radio station on the air. He's not on KOMY. I'm not sure that.
Yes, he is on KOMY.
He is.
That's where he is. He's on KOMY and not KSCO.
Okay, then he's paying the bills.
Excuse me.
Yeah, I mean, if Dr. Wallach is on KOMY.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Yes, and can I say, in support of the Zwirlings, I don't have a problem if that's how they supported their radio station. And I don't listen to those programs. I did early on, but, you know, you can only listen to so much of it. So, but what's bothering me is, I don't care how you've supported KSCO, what's bothering me is that Air America is being made to sound like a tremendous failure in this market when it really isn't. And I really think your promos really were accentuating that. And let me say, I'm a liberal, but I get one radio station at work. Well, not one, but I get two that are in English, KSCO and KOMY.
Right.
And for 2.5 years, I listened to KSCO. I listened to Limbaugh, I listened to O'Reilly, and I had never, I'm a well-read, sophisticated thinker, and I was shocked by the vitriol, the venom that I heard coming. I didn't know this existed.
Uh-huh. And let's make sure that you are listening to a drug addict and a sexual harasser.
I want to
make sure we understand who you are listening to.
But let's stay on let's stay on an even keel. Let's not get down and dirty stuff, because I want to, but... I was appalled. During the breaks, I used to get up from my desk and wander around like shell-shocked, saying to people, do you know what's going on? Because to me, it was like you know, the worst kind of propaganda. And as a well-read person, I knew much of it was lies. So I was very, and I listened. I didn't tune it out. I listened to KSCO for 2.5 years.
Which were those 2.5 years, Mary?
Until Air America went on the air.
All right.
And then I switched, and I was very...
Because we didn't even have Limbaugh back until, you know,
right,
a year ago, November. But you did hear O'Reilly, and you heard Savage.
O'Reilly,
sure.
And was it Medved?
Yeah.
And yeah. I can't listen to Michael Savage.
Yeah.
But...
Okay.
Anyway,
well,
but
you gave us a chance. Thank you. And I'm happy that you like KOMY. And
I thank you for the opportunity to hear it.
I appreciate that. That's really nice. So.
All right.
I guess what it boils down to is that you've made a point, mm-hmm. that KOMY and Air America should not be the scapegoat if the other station isn't profitable also.
Thank you, Mr. Borland. Thank you very much.
Okay.
What are you going to put on KOMY if you take off the liberals? Are you going to play Hacienda music? What are you going to do? Air America goes away. Then what happens? We replay this show 24/7 or what?
No, we'll probably.
All Dr. Wallach all the time, 24 hours a day?
No.
How about traffic and weather together every 2 minutes? You could do that.
I haven't quite decided. That's one of the reasons why I haven't.
Okay, so Air America isn't quite dead yet.
No, it's not.
But you know, if Wallach is there and he's pulling, you're making your money. Stop whining.
Who's whining?
I'm just saying. I mean, you know, unless you have a better format. Now, you could run more conservative talk. You could do, you know, have lots more variety of the same garbage that you're broadcasting.
Well, the
on
same
KSCO.
Garbage at least brings in advertisers.
Well, okay? After how many years of working on that?
Can you legally bundle?
Can you say if you want Rush, you have to take some spots on KOMY?
I think so.
Well, then do that. Make your advertisers advertise on
KOMY.
You
sound like a pretty smart guy. You ought to come
I don't know that that's legal, but you ought to
come to work for us as sales manager for both radio stations.
I have a mortgage to pay.
So even as smart as you are, the
owner can afford a beautiful house like the one I am sitting in, which I almost couldn't find because I'm almost blind today with my cataracts. But, yeah.
And this is the same guy who poo-poos the nutritional supplements, right? You have cataracts, you have...
I'm a diabetic.
You have...
I'm a diabetic. No, I don't poo-poo nutritional supplements. I poo-poo overpriced scam nutritional supplements that are sold through the most high profit margin means possible that don't have to be. If the entire world had to buy vitamins on Roy Wallach's... Roy, isn't it? Wallach's not Roy. What's his name?
Dr. Joel.
Yeah. Joel. If Joel Wallach had to set the vitamin prices for the whole world, nobody would get any because of some mineral deposit in Utah or something that is supposed to have mystical qualities that have never been proven.
Anyhow, yeah, this is...
but I love you, MZ.
Yeah. Ivan and Corralitos, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi there, Michael. You know, I'd like to be the voice that says thank you very much for the programming you've put forward for the last, gosh, I've been listening to you since the first Clinton election, and I thought you were the voice that kept sanity afloat. I mean, every time I read the Sentinel, the Herald, the Pajaronian, the Mercury, the Chronicle, listened to the Talking Heads at night, I was really getting one view, and then all of a sudden I found Limbaugh on your station, and for the first time ever, I started listening to an alternative viewpoint to what I was getting on the major media. And I don't know how many people remember back that far, but you were the one that was giving us at least someone who was presenting black people who were conservatives. You were talking to us about people who were in business, who were very much leaders in the conservative movement and had a very good philosophy and viewpoint, and those voices weren't being heard. And I just wanted to say thank you very much for the wonderful programming you've had. It's been really great. I'm sorry that there's this problem now with you getting funding for these people that don't seem to want to pay for their programming, but I think you've done a fabulous job.
I think we have too. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Michael.
Appreciate it, Ivan. That was very nice.
Bye-bye.
Joe and Salinas, you're next on the KSCO Saturday Special.
Boy, your last caller just about said it all.
Yeah.
You are the revolution, you are the resistance against against the establishment, the entrenched establishment on the Monterey Bay. And we've got it over here on this side, the Monterey County Weekly. Nothing but tripe. They half-truths. They've got people. They've got their listeners so entrenched in falsehood that they don't even recognize the truth now. And up is down and down is up with them. And then the fellow you have there with you, he's insulting you. He has no respect for you.
Yeah, yeah, he's a liberal.
Yeah.
And I'm an idiot for inviting him to come here, and then he attacks me on my own station.
Well,
you know, not cool at all.
You know, I don't particularly care for Wallach myself, but he's paying the bills.
He does pay the bills.
He's paying the bills for their liberal. They're liberal. What little bit?
No. He's not paying the bills, ladies and gentlemen. I am. With money that I earn from that business.
Yeah, I
if I earned money from another business and I wanted to be in the talk radio business and found that I could afford to do that, I would. What's different now, ladies and gentlemen, is that I'm getting tired of funding a kind of talk radio that makes me sick. Okay? It makes me physically ill to be supporting Air America.
Makes me able to listen to it.
But I continue to do it. I continue to do it because it is a point of view, and I strongly believe in free speech and the right of free expression. Even if the free expression turns my stomach and is totally 180 degrees opposite from how I feel.
What do you find out on ad sales calls for Kay? I mean, if people are buying the newspaper, if people buy the newspaper and people are buying the, quote, liberal media, Monterey, Santa Cruz, when you go out to those people, do they say, we're not going to support Air America, we're not going to support the Zwirlings?
No, they just say no, thank you. They just say not interested.
I buy the liberal papers for one reason, to get the opinion page, independent voices.
Right.
Otherwise, I wouldn't support any of them.
Do people who buy on KSCO then feel that they are supporting a cause they're committed to? Is that what it is? They're buying it because they agree?
They are good-hearted people who are trying to get the truth out, and they hear something that is the truth. And the
liberal people see that there's a beacon of truth on Air America. Why won't they support that? If what David suggested for the KSCO listeners and advertisers is true, and it may well be.
Well, I mean, it may be a form of political contribution the conservatives are willing to make and liberals aren't.
Uh-huh. Look, these liberals they took over half of the parade over here in Monterey. If they can get out there and they can walk for that, then surely they can walk, put their hat upside down in their hands and say, give me a quarter, mister. For KOMY and to keep that idiot Randy Rhodes and the rest of them on.
Well, there. Conservatives,
I want to move on to the next call. I appreciate your call, Joe.
Yeah.
Thank you. Here comes Vernon. Is it our Vernon?
Yes, it is.
Hey,
yes,
Vernon. How you doing?
Good. David. Good to hear you.
Hello, Vernon. I was going to say, is it that Vernon? That
you betcha. We had some good shows together, you and I.
Many years ago.
Yes. So I want to compliment you on being such a compassionate liberal. Rush is a recovering addict.
No, except he just got, in violation of one of his agreements, he got his Viagra pulled at the airport.
Well, I heard.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know whether he's, you know, we take his word that he's recovering, except we took his word in the first place that he wasn't an addict that he wasn't sending people out on illegal drug runs and stuff like that. So.
I was just acknowledging your compassion for someone struggling with an addiction. But
well, I am compassionate. I am. I am for on-demand treatment. If he wants to show up at a drug treatment center, I believe that it's in the public interest to pay for treatment as many times as he or anybody else wants to show up, because unlike Rush Limbaugh, I see this as being a disease, not a personal failing.
Well, he sees it as that, too, if you've been listening to him recently.
Well, you know, his big thing was it's personal failings, you know. So, yeah, personal failings, uh-huh.
Anyway, it's good to hear you on there. And I just wanted, I can't remember the gal's name earlier, is is that one of the things I've found, and I think that
we're going to need to hold you over, Vernon, unfortunately.
If that's okay.
Yeah, because there's only 5 seconds before the news right here on KSCO Santa Cruz, KOMY Watsonville. It's 11 a.m. Back in 6 minutes.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Carton.
Grab onto that handrail with both hands.
Yep.
And let me pull this tool around.
Getting their first view of Earth from a spacewalk. It's hour number 5 into Shuttle Discovery's first jaunt. Astronauts Pierce Sellers and Mike Fossum have been outside Discovery checking on ways to inspect hard-to-reach places. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz joins us live from the Johnson Space Center in Houston with details. Mike?
Elisa Sellers and Fossum are using their body mass to test the shuttle's orbiter boom and sensor system. That's the extension of the shuttle's robotic arm that was used to scan the shuttle for damage. The spacewalkers added a foot restraint to the end of it, and now they're literally bouncing up and down on it to see if it's stable enough to support an astronaut for shuttle repairs. Both Sellers and Fossum are now out on the arm in an extended position to simulate two astronauts at repair. Earlier, the two installed a blade blocker to protect a cable on the space station mobile transporter so that it can't be accidentally cut as its sister cable was. Lisa?
Mike, thanks. North Korean menace, the U.S. offering up diplomatic efforts over the country's missile standoff.
Chief U.S. negotiator on North Korea, Christopher Hill, has been in Beijing for talks with China's leaders. He's now here in Seoul and scheduled for further talks with South Korean leaders today.
Fox's David Piper, North Korea, saying it will view any sanctions as a declaration of war. Terror plot uncovered. The FBI saying at least 8 people overseas were planning to blow up underwater train tunnels between New York and New Jersey. But the feds were onto them, monitoring internet chatter. More details emerging about the suspect, Asim Hamoud.
He was arrested in Beirut by Lebanese authorities at least a month ago. The New York Post describes him as a playboy who always seemed to be with a new girl. Lebanese authorities say he used that as a cover, so he didn't give away his religious inclinations.
Fox's Rena Ninen, Hamoud was arrested in Lebanon. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Every 3 minutes, another woman gets the news that she has breast cancer. And here are some of the first words she hears. Hertenew oncogene. Aromatase inhibitor, ductal carcinoma in situ. What do these words mean? How are you going to decide what to do if you can't even say what you have? Listen to me, Shirley Jones. As soon as you get your diagnosis, go to breastcancer.org. It's a special place on the internet where you can learn how to say all those breast cancer words and find out what they mean. At breastcancer.org, you can learn more about your particular kind of cancer and your treatment options. Prepare a list of questions for your next doctor's visit and get all kinds of other useful information to guide you and your family through this. Breastcancer.org, the first place to go the minute you find out you have breast cancer.
Israel is rejecting a Palestinian offer of a ceasefire in Gaza. Prime Minister Ehud Olmert says there won't be a truce in the 2-week standoff in Gaza until Hamas militants release a soldier they took hostage. 121,000, that's how many jobs the U.S. reports were created last month, more than in May, less than expected. Unemployment holding steady at 4.6%. Oil prices ending the week back above $75 a barrel.
The tax relief we delivered has helped unleash the entrepreneurial spirit of America and kept our economy the envy of the world.
President Bush in his weekly radio address touting the economy, also urging the Senate to support his American Competitiveness Initiative, which includes increased spending on scientific research. Blackjack is back at Atlantic City casinos. New Jersey lawmakers approving a nearly $31 billion budget early this morning, ending a standoff that left 45,000 people out of work. The lack of state inspectors shut down the casinos. Well, a British woman has become her country's oldest mom at age 62, delivering a healthy baby boy. Child psychologist Patricia Rashbrook delivering her son JJ by cesarean section on Wednesday. The baby was conceived after fertility treatments. She has 3 grown children from a previous marriage. It's the first child for her husband, 60-year-old John. And while we're on the subject of newborns, there's quite a baby boom at one California hospital. More from Fox News Radio's Ken Duffy.
Two by two, by two, by two, by another two, and one more two.
six sets of twins, all born in one California hospital over a two-week period, setting a new record for Valley Presbyterian in Van Nuys. The neonatal unit director found no explanation except that it's an unusual occurrence. All of them born prematurely, all were delivered by C-section. The hospital's nurse manager says maybe the babies were celebrating July 4th, wanting freedom and to be out in the world.
That's quite a few set of diapers. I'm Lisa Carton, Fox News Radio. And you are listening to AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz, AM 1340 KOMY Watsonville. I'm Erin Bond here with a look at your Central Coast weather. Today, Saturday, July 8th, 2006. And it calls for mostly sunny skies today. West winds around 6 miles per hour. Highs today at 82 degrees. Tonight calls for partly cloudy skies and foggy. West winds 7 miles per hour. Lows tonight around 55 degrees. Today on the bay, winds west 5 knots, increasing to 5 to 15 knots in the afternoon time. Wind waves 1 to 3 feet, swell northwest 3 to 6 feet every 8 seconds. And we're starting to see that last of the patchy fog burning off tonight on the bay. Winds west 5 to 15 knots, wind waves 1 to 3 feet, swell northwest 3 to 6 feet. Highest over the outer bay at 8 seconds, and patchy fog developing along the bay overnight. We now take you to hour 2 of this Saturday special with your host, MZ.
How you doing? Okay, I think we're back, aren't we? At 11:06 on your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO, where for intelligent people only, stupid people must switch to another radio station immediately. If we find any stupid people listening, we're going to have to take drastic action. Okay.
Oh, hello, darling. I hate to hang up on you, but I'm sorry, baby, but I it's time for that wonderful record show. I'd love to visit, but you'll have to call back. KSCO has the inside track.
Well, we really are going to get into a discussion of new media and old media in this hour. Promise. I mean, might be the last 2 minutes, but we're going to do it.
Sorry, baby, but I really gotta go to KSCO Radio. Bye.
We did have the intelligent ID. I didn't have to voice that myself. I can
KSCO
just play that now here.
AM 1080, the station for intelligent people only. Stupid people must tune to another station immediately.
Yes, sir, and we mean that. Okay, welcome to hour number 2. Normally we have Kay's commentary, and there's a brand new one out right now. This is going to throw some people in the audience for a loop, I think. I'm going to have to get to it in a different way than I normally do. So while I'm figuring out how to do that, we're going to go back to Vernon on the radio here. Now, Vernon, you're only going to be able to talk to David, he's not going to be able to talk back to you for just a little bit here, until after the so do you want me to hold you over so that you guys can have a dialogue, or can you just do a one-way thing with him?
He is your liberal on there, and he's articulate, and I'd like him to just relate to us. So I'll just throw a couple things out there, and we'll take it from there, because I get my shot on Fridays anyway.
Sure, sure.
Michael, okay?
Sure.
So I have a question for you, Michael. Have your Wallach sales gone up on Comey since you put Wallach on Comey?
No, down.
They've gone down, so...
As a matter of fact. As a matter of fact. That's true.
So, that's important, because Dave...
I thought it would be a new audience, but I had a revelation today.
Yes.
Just a few minutes ago, you know, when David let me know what he feels about the products. He thinks they're overpriced, and he thinks... what else? Did you say anything besides overpriced?
Did I say anything I never said to you before?
No, you didn't. You didn't. But I just really, we'll have to share the microphone here.
And I would have bet your sales would have gone down on KOMY.
You know why? Because they're people like you, people who are just too smart for that sort of thing, right? And
yeah.
and you walk around with cataracts and with diabetic neuropathy in your feet and a picture of hell instead of a picture of health.
I wouldn't say too smart.
It's a whole. That's the audience of people who poo-poo this, and those are the people who are unhealthy and drop dead earlier, a lot sooner than they need to. So it does. That was my revelation just a few minutes ago. because I know other people. I don't like to go around making blanket statements or making lumping people or stereotyping or whatever. But it hit me like a ton of bricks. And Doc Wallach told me this before. He said years ago. He said, and I said, why do you say on the radio conservative? He used to say he's the Rush Limbaugh of alternative health. I said, don't say that. I don't want to get sued by Rush Limbaugh. He said, it'd be great to be sued by Rush Limbaugh. We'd get a lot of publicity. And I said, you be sued by Rush Limbaugh. I don't want to be sued by Rush Limbaugh. But anyhow, I said, why do you kill half of the audience? What does it matter if you're doing a health program? What does it matter that you're a conservative? Why do you have to announce that? And now I understand why. Liberals just don't buy into his message because they're just too smart for him. They're just not, but they're not very healthy either. That's so funny.
Can you cite some studies that show Wallach listeners are actually healthier than other people?
No, but I believe it. I believe it.
That's not an issue of belief. This is not religion. This is not faith we're talking about. It's science. Uh-huh. When you show me the science that says Wallach knows what he's talking about and that it works, and I'm for supplements. I do take supplements. I'm not opposed to supplements.
You're taking the wrong ones.
Well,
I'm just looking at you. Unless you're not taking very much,
I'm not taking very much.
Or you're taking the wrong ones.
Yeah.
You should be taking ours.
Well,
I'll even give them to you for free. And I know somebody, got a good friend, my next door neighbor, who I've done the same thing for. I've offered it to him for free. He's as sickly as can be, and he won't even take it because he says it's a belief system, and he doesn't really buy into the belief. You don't either.
Well, Michael, if you offer it for free, David should take it because he is our liberal on the air, and they like the free radio.
I don't know that it's a belief system, but I know that it helps. All medicine helps a lot if you believe it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, antibiotics work better if you believe in them.
All right. Well, look,
anyway,
Vernon, listen, I have to go ahead and do a little monologue for a minute while I try to figure out. You know what I'm going to have to do? I'm going to have to download the podcast. Somehow it got posted as a podcast before it got into our system at the radio station.
Why don't you talk to Vernon? You play computer for a minute?
Okay.
Anyway, David.
Okay, it's you and me, Vernon.
David, it's good to chat with you.
It's nice chatting with you, and I would have guessed. Okay, I'm sorry. I would have guessed that a, quote, liberal audience, when he says I'm a conservative, you're not blowing away half the audience. Half the audience isn't there. You might as well say I'm a conservative, and I'll bet you he could say, and I'm a Christian, too.
Well,
and it would probably not blow away anybody.
Well, you know, my whole point in terms of KOMY is, A, you raised the issue about Dr. Wallach products supporting the show, and I just showed that when Dr. Wallach products have lost sales on KOMY since he's gone there. And my problem is that the liberals just don't want to, they hate conservatives so much that even if though they like the free programming, they'll, you know, cut off their nose to spite their face. They will not support the radio station with advertising.
Vernon, you're a brilliant man. Now David is a brilliant man too, but he's just all wet.
Well, I would suggest that most of the people who buy advertising, to the extent that they're anything, they tend to be conservatives.
So there are no liberal business people in this very conservative liberal area.
Again, I don't think you can say that the inability to sell advertising on a radio station. One radio station in one place, in one market, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, is indicative of anything other than the ability to sell radio ads. Because if you have an audience, you ought to be able to turn that into sales for advertisers one way or the other. And off the air, I said, give away some advertising. Demonstrate that you can bring in dollars for these, you know, potential advertisers. And if you do that, being good capitalists, they'll buy advertising.
David. And off the air, I suggested, hey, you're a pretty smart guy. Why don't you come to work being our sales manager? Were you on the air then?
Yeah.
And you said, and what did you say? Let's repeat that. You said you need to make a living. Right?
I said there's not enough money in selling your advertising if it's, what's total revenue and how much of it would I get? I mean, so.
Oh. Michael, what I want to say is what David has said is absolutely true in an objective environment, but you're not talking about an objective environment in this area, in an area where the radio station has been boycotted from liberals. I had a caller yesterday on the show that said there is no way he would spend one penny on a station that could go to support a family that was conservative like the Zwirlings, even if it would support his business. And that's what the issue is. People will take free
stuff. The Zwirlings are not crazy conservatives.
I know.
I mean, Michael is more is conservative, but I would have to actually make Michael a, you know, a sort of questioning compassion. I mean, Michael doesn't really want to see bad things happen to people.
No, Michael.
I mean, lots of conservatives would be really happy to see poor folks starving on the street. And, you know, Michael's a good guy. And, you know, and he is a businessman and his family's in business. And they found ways to have a media company. And the Santa Cruz community, if they want to have, you know, if the advertisers care that the Air America program's on the air, they should go out and if they care about it, they should support it with their dollars. But anybody who has any sense, you know, if somebody walks in and says, here, take some free advertising. If it works for you, we'd like to sell you some and we'll help you measure it whether it works or not. If it works and I can afford it, I'm an idiot not to buy.
Well, no, I would agree. And what Michael, what Comey has been a real success on to address the one gal's comments last hour is it has been a huge charitable success.
Uh-huh.
Because the ratings have gone up. He's gotten a lot of compliments and pats on the back, none of which pay the bills, none of which he can take to the grocery store to buy groceries for people telling him what a great job he's done. They love the Air America and all that. And all he's saying, he's not even saying to foot the total bill because Mr. the Zwirlings have footed the radio station for as long as it's been on. He's just saying, help me some. And there are people just saying, it'll be
when I say that, that's exactly it. It'll be a cold day in hell, and then they berate me for even asking.
Yes.
How dare you, you rich guy? How dare you? You owe us that. You owe us Air America. How dare you get on the radio and whine about not having advertisers support Air America? How dare you?
And threaten to turn it off. And, you know, you don't have the right to do that. And who do you think you are? And that's what we're dealing with, David.
I think I found Mom's latest commentary, okay?
David, I love you. Hey, listen, I'll have Rosie get in touch with you. We'll do a show.
Oh, that would be just wonderful. You know, one of the best shows ever, and I know you guys had some great ones, the one where Corsi meets Rob Roberts. God, that was epic radio. The only more epic radio broadcast that I can remember is Dr. Wallach meeting Dr. Monteith in December of 1996.
Michael, one closing comment is if you didn't get any more emails than you did, actually, you're doing pretty good for this area. If you've only got,
well, I haven't even checked the email yet. I'm sure there's a lot of angry people here that I haven't.
But
checked
the ones
inbox,
that kicked off the show, if there was only 2-3 people that were out there ready to, you know, to get their rancor up, we're doing pretty good because we got some conservatives that have emailed you before that are just about as rabid on the other side.
That's exactly right. Thanks, Vernon.
Thank you so much.
Let's see if this works. Okay, let's see if we can get this commentary here going. It has to download from the internet here. And, of course, it doesn't seem to be doing it. Oh, here it goes. I think it's going to go.
The following is the KSCO commentary. Here is Kay Zwirling.
I recently saw the documentary An Inconvenient Truth, a really excellent title for a worldwide issue all of us must sooner or later confront. Go see it. Kudos to Al Gore for continuing to bring this problem into the open where it belongs. I have not been a fan of Al Gore's, always having viewed him as somewhat silly or foolish for claiming that the novel and movie love story was all about him and his wife, plus his claim that he invented the Internet. Like other politicians, Gore often makes the fatal mistake of underestimating the intelligence of the people. On the other hand, putting politics aside, global warming is a universal issue which transcends politics or partisanship. That having been said, I believe Gore's sincerity and passion about global warming deserves kudos for researching and keeping this concern alive.
not the least of it being his mention about the invention of the electric car, introduced about 10 years ago and heralded as a very successful alternative to our gasoline-guzzling, pollution-producing automobiles. How come the electric car disappeared very quietly, and why? Was it the powerful automobile and energy corporations who squelched this reasonable alternative? Those economic giants making enormous profits now care very little about problems of the future. Another issue discussed in the movie was the Kyoto agreements, in which most of the world's countries are willing to jointly reduce the pollution in the global atmosphere. After careful consideration, President Bush declined to have the U.S. participate and has been ridiculed by the American media because of it. What the media does not mention is that the United States will not participate so long as the world's two worst polluters, China for sure, and possibly India, are exempt from participation, which makes the treaties a farce and an exercise in futility. Many credible scientists agree that the warming process may have existed for many years. However, the movie explains that lately there is evidence that the damaging effects of global warming are suddenly accelerating very rapidly. Other credible scientists ridicule the immediate concerns, saying the Earth has had for centuries cycles of warming and then cooling and then warming. Meanwhile, nothing is being done. Suppose the opinion of poo-pooing is wrong. Without the bickering back and forth, wouldn't it be wise and expedient to go on the assumption that global warming is a fact, even if it isn't urgent? Shouldn't all of us help clean up our atmosphere now? Expecting everyone to switch to bicycles or walking is out of the question. But surely the electric car for every driver in the world, including India and China, would go a long way toward cleaning up the breathing atmosphere. At least it's a start. One dubious friend became a believer in global warming when he saw the monster glacier in Yellowstone not too long ago, now almost melted away. For KSCO and KOMY, this is Kay's Whirling.
See, another curve thrown at the lefties, right? Kay is agreeing. I mean, that just like marijuana and alcohol. I mean, this is...
What about marijuana?
Well, she did a commentary a while back that people couldn't believe. It's, hey, if alcohol is, when alcohol ruins many more lives than marijuana, why isn't alcohol illegal? It should be, there should be consistency. They should either both be legal or both be illegal.
Well, do you want to plug in a microphone, or do you just want me to do this one? Okay, hold this one. Well, let's see, because one... What is it? Cat out of the box. One of these problems is now so large we can't do anything about it. The other one, we still have the opportunity to do something. I will give you that marijuana is not. Well, hold on. Let me start with, I am for broad decriminalization, although I am for regulation. And I'm not sure that, for example, we want young kids smoking marijuana. And I think marijuana is a pretty damaging substance. Having said that, people who are drug addicts deserve the medical system, not the legal system. Many of them are doing things like self-medicating. Many of them have other kinds of problems. And adding then crime to it in order to support your drug habit or just by possession only makes the problem a lot worse than it has to be.
Dave Allen wants to talk to you.
Oh, God.
Remember Dave Allen? Uh-oh.
No Dave Allen.
Wait a minute. You know, this is terrible. Dave, call back. I was just putting you on, Dave, with Dave.
You want to plug my mic in now?
Yeah, no. Well, he's calling back now. I'm going to put him back on here. Dave, is that you?
Yeah, I was falling asleep.
Here, here. All right. I'm going to go ahead and say your piece here, and I'm going to plug Dave's mic back in. Go ahead, Dave. I mean, Alan, right, Dave Allen. Go ahead.
Hey, Dave, long time.
Yeah, I'm plugging his mic in. Go ahead.
Oh.
Hello, Dave.
How you doing?
Oh, all right. How
Did
are you?
Did you know that Dave had a terrible brainstem stroke?
Sorry to hear that.
In 2000?
Yeah, what do you get this week? That's life. Well, got to deal with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, Dave, what's your line of, what's your field these days?
What is my field these days? Yeah. Well, let's see. I am not doing writing about technology as much as I had been, and I'm in the process of starting a business, which I will broadly describe as a software company.
Good. Software, is that something that you pay to download? Or you buy it through the internet?
Well, software is in many cases a commercial product, yes.
Right. So, in other words, you will design, for example, a virtual reality widget, kind of like when you download an antivirus or anti-spam.
Well, we're doing development for Microsoft, and they're paying us.
Right. So, in other words, you have a brilliant concept, you're going to market it.
Yes, and I'm in favor of intellectual property,
I think
people ought to get paid for work.
And that's what Dr. Walden does.
I don't have a problem with what he does. Well, actually, I may have a problem.
When you go to a box store, you buy their low-grade, unstandardized vitamins and minerals. There's no guarantee. One bottle, you'll feel great. Next bottle, something wrong with it. And when you go to a GNC or, for that matter, a local vitamin shop, or you get some on the internet, if you want to replace it right away, does somebody come to your house and bring you a fresh one? Or if you ran out and suddenly you forgot to get more, can the buddy around let you borrow one and bring some over for you right away? See, the reason Dr. Wallace's prices are above, so a lot of his things are very reasonable when you consider the breakdown.
I don't agree that they're above anything in the health food store. I think it's the opposite.
That's right. Which my point is, a lot of his products aren't really that high when you break it down. Now, a health food store buys some wholesaler buys from the manufacturer. With our products here, what happens is there's many people along the way that all they're doing their part. They all get to get some kind of compensation for it. Yeah, that's it. I see, Michael, I've known people. I said, here, try this out. Take a sample. No, why not? I'm not taking anything that has a guy wearing a cowboy hat surrounded by American flag colors.
That's my Congressman Richard Pombo, but that's a whole other issue.
Yeah. I mean, I'm thinking, now, wait a minute. You want to cut off your nose about your face? It's a product here that millions of people around the world going ape for. Just because the guy who's a doctor, the guy who's professing the knowledge, which, by the way, thanks, Dr. Walling, all these other smack and vitamin companies exist. So many companies have actually used this copyright, paying royalties to use this tape about the information puts out.
Well, one question. And it's not about the product, but it is about the nature of the business. And it is, how many folks buy it and use it that aren't making money because their friends...
It.
No, hold on, because their friends are selling it. I mean, that it isn't their business. How many just off-the-street customers are there? Because when I go into GNC...
Probably 99%. Probably.
Okay, I've often got,
because most people don't want to be a pushing multi-level marketer. You know, that sickens a lot of people. You know, the whole idea.
But they
sign up as customers, not as distributors, in order to save the 30% and be able to buy at the same price that distributors buy. So I would say the answer to your question is probably at least 99% of the people who take the product are not selling it. Yeah. So, anyhow, Dave, thanks for calling.
Hey, good talking.
My other point here is about Dr. Wallace funding the station. That phenomenon has only been in the last few years, because before that, if I stand corrected, you and your family have, you know, been around town for a long time, and you have investments and properties you've got to have to sell off and pay bills with, et cetera, for real estate endeavors in the past.
Yeah.
Then Dr. Wallace came along, kind of relieved that pressure.
I object to I mean, Dr. Wallach's message is the basis of the business of a business that I got into. I object to people saying Dr. Wallach keeps the radio station going. And so, you know, I'm going to correct that
Well,
right now.
But if there wasn't a doctor. Well, I know, but if you didn't have that revenue
source.
I might have
been the next Rob Glaser, you know. I might have been someone who made billions of dollars, you know, in the internet
But your Wallach business is based on owning a radio station.
Correct.
Okay, that's the relationship.
That's how I got into multi-level marketing that I never would have gotten into in a million years because I believe, just like you probably believe, that multi-level marketing is not an ideal way, is not an ideal business model. I don't particularly like being invited to someone's house.
Those days are gone.
Who I think...
Yeah, Amway did a lot of damage.
Yeah, they did, but they also did a lot of benefit, too. You know,
Let me finish by saying one thing. Michael didn't start through the radio because that is his field. He's a broadcasting media guy. Now... Also, to James, you have to admit sometimes Josh Wall can be pretty entertaining.
Oh, he is. He's a great showman.
But, Dave, see, on the head, I can say there's literally thousands of people around the country who have found a way to supplement themselves, found a way to feel better. They believe they're getting healthier, which, of course, stands to reason. Your body doesn't need certain things. That's the way we have a body. It needs nourishment.
There are lots worse people in the world than Joel Wallach.
Is he a bad person?
No, I don't.
Even a little bad person? That's the implication. What are you implying here?
I'm not implying. I am questioning.
Okay.
I have questions.
All right, Dave.
Anyways, I want to hear about the media.
That's what I was going to say. Why don't we stop talking about vitamins and talk about media?
But we have to take, let's take Susan. Susan, thank you.
Later.
Dave.
Hey, Dave, good luck to you.
Yeah, he's what he's been through in the last 6.5 years.
He sounds good.
Just unbelievable.
He sounds strong.
Okay, Susan in Santa Cruz, you're on. Thanks for waiting.
Oh, hi there. It's Margaret. I've been on hold for 45 minutes.
I'm sorry, Margaret. It says Susan here, but go ahead.
She changed her name while being on hold.
That's the only way I could get on.
Oh.
Hey, you know, Dr. Wallach, you know, rejuvenating your health is priceless. Clothes are expensive. You know, cars are expensive. Diamonds are expensive. Even lipstick in hotel rooms are expensive. They're overpriced. Health insurance is overpriced. Dr. Wallach is priceless, okay? And Michael Z, you know, if nobody dances to your band music, if nobody sings your song, if nobody eats your noodle salad, you got to get a clue, you know? It's bad manners,
okay?
To talk politics at the dinner table
or
at a cocktail party. It's bad business manners to anchor your business image with a foul political propaganda like Air More America. It's bad business. You don't want to anchor your image to that kind of, you know, stuff. And it bothers me to have to tune in to the Saturday special and have to listen to Shop Talk. You know, just why don't you go out and just hire a professional marketing agency or professional advertising agency to hotwire a radio ad sales team. I mean, every time you whine about low advertising sales, it makes potential advertisers confused and convinced to stay away.
Michael is too honest for his own good.
Well, Michael is oh so contraire. That's what Michael is.
Well, and such a swell guy that, you know, he gets on the radio and talks to listeners like they really matter.
I mean, if I sat there and basically advertised that nobody was coming to my birthday parties, do you think anybody would want to even come to my birthday parties after I've been blabbing for years that nobody comes to them? I mean, you know, come on.
People might want to show up just to, you know, watch the two trains collide head on.
I've got to hand it to Susan / Margaret. I have to hand it to her.
Susan, yes, who isn't Margaret.
Well, you can hand me a bottle of Oxybody.
You will. We are going to have a major blowout sale of unexpired product, and it's going to be we're going to give a significant discount for products, probably in a week or two.
They're
not old. And by the way, if it's products like mineral, even though it does have an expiration date on it, if it was 100 years old, it's the same. I mean, now if it's something that's a proprietary thing like the Tangy Tangerine or something, that stuff really you shouldn't use it after, you know, much longer after the expiration date. But no, what I'm going to do here is, because the company has recently changed its name to Youngevity, I have a large supply of it that I'm that's fresh and good. It just has the American Longevity name on it.
Yeah, I'll buy it. I'll buy it all.
That'll be good.
Hey,
so,
you know what? This guy that has got cataracts, he's got diabetes and all that, and he's in there. He's sitting there saying Dr. Wallach's is overpriced. You know what? His health is overpriced. His disease, his illnesses are overpriced.
Show me the research.
Oh, show you the research. You know, look at your look through your own eyes. Look at your diabetes. That's the
Do you need a double blind study? Yes. No pun intended, David.
No, this is the type of guy.
When your cataracts are reducing your vision as we speak, do you need a double blind study?
Yeah, this is the type of guy that unless the guy's got a white coat and a scalpel in his hand and he can sit there and think of him as God. That's the only thing that these guys want for health. They want to be sick so they can go to God and spend.
I always enjoy people who tell me what it is that I want.
I
thank you for sharing because I was so out of touch with my feelings that I didn't know that.
Now you don't want to get better. You don't. If you wanted to get better, you would understand.
If I wanted to get better, I would do a better job of managing my blood sugar, and I would be eating, you know, a boiled breast of chicken for, you know, three meals a day.
Chicken that's been sitting in a little cage.
Hey, I would be watching my carbs, and I would be doing my blood sugars every few hours, and I would be doing a much better job of managing the numbers. And there are nutritional supplements that will help with that. You're absolutely correct. There is a nutritional angle, allegedly, to diabetes. It hasn't been entirely proven, but part of that is they don't do the...
Cataracts can be cured and prevented.
What is that?
That's my pager going off.
At least if there's one thing that Dr. Wallach does is he
David's pager is going off.
If there's one thing Dr. Wallach does is he sure does educate you how to prevent it in the first place so you don't even have to buy his minerals and products.
All right.
Bye.
Hey, thank you, Susan. I'm going to call you Susan from now on, Margaret. No, it's fine. Margaret seems to think that if she calls herself Susan, she'll get on sooner. And I guess she's right. I guess. Steve in Watsonville, you're on the air on the Saturday special.
Thanks. As I told you, I've always associated Michael Z as just a regurgitation of Rush Limbaugh. How can anyone possibly complain if there's actually a little balance and fairness in broadcasting in this area? I'm so sick of the right-wing... Merida.
Yeah, we heard what you were about to say, yes?
Yeah, well, at least, Merida. I think Merida is okay to say, because it's, well, the world is...
Why don't we talk about, why don't we talk about new media?
Okay, Steve, make the point real quick, because we have to do some commercials, and then we got to move on. And we got to have Rob and Ed and Rich, but we have to talk.
I'm on a cell, and I'm about to go out of range, so I'll have to listen to you on the air.
Okay, well, thank you for calling. Here goes Steve in Watsonville. Here's Rob in Santa Cruz. Real quick, Rob, sorry, we're rushing through. We need to talk about new media, but what did you call about?
Yeah, I know you're talking about new media, and that's great. But I just wanted to tell you that I had asthma and hay fever from the time I was a little kid. All through high school, I was just miserable with it. And all through my adult life, I was a carpenter, and it just killed me. And one day, I started getting shots for my allergies because I couldn't breathe. I was carrying lumber up a hill, and I just couldn't breathe. So I took shots for 3 years and went to a doctor, went through the whole thing. My wife said, Rob, why don't you take some of these minerals here? Well, she was taking Dr. Wallach, and I said, no, I'm not taking that stuff. Make a long story short, I started taking Dr. Wallach stuff. We don't make any money off it. We just take it because it literally took away my asthma. I do not have asthma.
Took away mine, too, by the way. I forgot to say that. Thank you.
I mean, I just don't have asthma, Mike.
Yeah.
And I've suffered all my life with it.
Yeah.
So I just want to say that.
And, Rob, I don't know who you are. I don't know you, do I?
Well, I've talked to you a lot of times, but, you know.
Oh, you have? Oh,
different
subjects. Okay. Well, thanks for calling.
Yeah,
appreciate
you bet.
Okay. Rich and Salinas. Rich, you're on the air.
Hello. Hi, how you doing?
Hey,
yeah,
good.
I'm also a user of Dr. Wallach products. I listen to them quite often.
Uh-huh.
And I have scheduled cornea transplants coming up shortly, and I've been taking his product since May, and my eyes are getting better and better. I have to deal with Fuchs disease, glaucoma, and cataract.
Do you think you're still going to have to go through with the corneal transplant?
I don't know.
Transplant,
I postponed. So. I had one scheduled for June 13th, and I've postponed it because I'm getting results with this.
Interesting.
I'm also cleared up my psoriasis, which I've had since I was 35, and it's almost totally gone now. So I'm just telling you, it works. You got to try it if you want to keep the problems you got. Keep them. If you don't, try something. You know,
yeah.
Then you don't have to worry about it again.
Yeah.
Also, as far as advertising, if these liberals in this community want some free advertising, try it. Give them a free advertising for a month.
Okay.
And then trust them to tell you the results. And if they get results, they sign a contract with you.
I don't think liberals want free advertising. I mean, do we keep...
Well, they don't want to pay for it.
Well, hold on. We make it sound like there are liberals out there who are not buying the radio station because they're liberals or something. People who buy radio advertising are business people, and they are... I mean, I suspect they are, as a group, more conservative than they are liberal. And it's the issue of proving to them you can help them make a buck. And if you do, they don't care. I mean, there are lots of people who don't agree with Rush Limbaugh who buy the advertising because it works.
Right. Well, that's what I say. If they're skeptical or they don't want to pay the Zwirling family, give them a month free to prove to see if it's going to work for their business. And if it does, then they have an agreement with the Zwirling family to buy.
I'll bet the guy who called yesterday, Mike, who called Vernon's program, who said there, he was very honest, and I gotta hand it to the guy. He said there is no way in the world that I would ever, he wouldn't be caught dead giving a dime to any enterprise owned by this Zwirling family.
So would he take free advertising for a month, and if it worked for his business and it made him money, he wouldn't buy any then?
Yes, that's correct. I didn't offer that, but I'm positive that's what he would say.
Well,
if you're listening, call me up and call up the show and
the old thing
verify
is, the
that.
Old thing in sales is give them the TV to take home, and when the TV's in the house, the kids don't want it to leave, so they have to buy the TV.
Okay.
You know?
Well, we'll consider that. Thank you, Rich. Here's Ed in Aptos here. Before we go, last call before we switch to new media. Ed, you're on.
Wow, good morning.
Hey, Ed.
I'm glad you found another liberal.
Well, no, Dave's been around for years, and he was always great on the air on KSU. He did a program at noon right after us for quite a while, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I guess I didn't catch him.
Oh.
I've dropped one station from my repertoire, though, the big powerhouse up in San Francisco I hardly ever listen to anymore.
Wow.
Because I guess I was listening to them because they were the most liberal of any station you could get a hold of. And
right.
But a couple of months ago, there was when they had the business showcase at the Capitola Mall.
Yeah.
And there was a gal came on, Susan, I think was her name. She said she'd talked to somebody and they were going to advertise on KOMY. And she said she was going to look into selling advertising for you. And I don't know whatever happened. Susan ever come by the station and take you up on your offer?
No.
Okay.
Not that I know of. No, I'm sure I would know because they would ask for me. So.
One thing, kind of your audience has increased on KMY. I don't think when you started out with KSCO, you had a very large audience, and you probably built audience.
Yeah, we did with Rush because there was Rush on the radio station, you know, a year before we bought it actually. So there was a huge audience already.
Okay, well,
and I wouldn't have bought it. I actually wouldn't have bought it if it hadn't come with a Rush Limbaugh franchise. Not so much because I like to listen to Rush Limbaugh. In fact, I don't even like to listen to Rush all that much. I don't think he's nearly as entertaining as he used to be. He doesn't have the updates anymore. Never mind. I mean, the fact of the matter is Rush brought in the audience. Then he brings in the audience now.
Well,
and that's it.
It seems like, but from what you're saying, though, that your KMY audience has increased.
It has.
And that's what advertisers want, is an audience. They
right.
They usually don't care what their political persuasion is or anything, as long as they, you know, they're an audience. And even people, the celebrities go out of their way to, you know, to create controversy so they can get their name out. And,
right.
You know, I don't care what you call me as long as you spell my name right, type of thing.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know the psychology of advertising and all that other stuff, but it just seems on a... on an intuitive level that
right.
you're looking for audience, so building an audience is what you're after, and you the guys from the south there of they've got something going. I don't know what the economics of the radio station is, but they're putting along.
Well, they probably have salespeople, and I guess we need to get salespeople, more salespeople. Okay, that's fine. And they
have somebody that's from a radio background. You probably know them too. That they had a station there like the three flagpoles.
So. I talked with Larry, and Larry said I have an investment to protect. See, he's their landlord.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He's their landlord, and he wants them to succeed, so he's selling advertising for them. And I got to take my hat off to him. He's quite a guy. He's a good guy.
There's nothing like a little incentive to make things go. You know, if you didn't have Doc Wallach in that business, you know, you'd probably be out beating the bushes a little harder too.
I think I would have gotten out. I think I would have hung up my guns. I would have had the fling after about 5 years or so.
That could be true too.
So anyhow, Ed, thanks for calling.
Okay,
appreciate
you keep up the good work. And
thank you.
We'll try to help you out. I'm going to be gone for 4 or 5 weeks, so I won't be back. I'll try to listen in on the internet.
Okay.
And give you a call in when the opportunity strikes.
Take care.
You do the same.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. There's Ed Naptos. 11:45 on your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO MZ with Dave Corsi on the Saturday special. Supposed to be talking about
I was going to say, who came to talk about new media?
Hey, Aaron, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, I see we have 8.5 minutes of commercials. Some of them are promos, right? We can kill the promos, right?
There was one, so now we have 8 minutes.
Okay. Well, let's take that break right now. Let's take that break right now, and then we'll have a discussion of new media. Stand by.
An 8-minute stop set?
Yeah, an 8-minute stop set.
Whoa.
Yeah. Okay.
Tired of monkeying around with broken sprinkler heads and smelly lawn mowers? Weeds and dry patches make you scream. Growling over your decision to put a plant the size of an elephant in the space the size of an African hedgehog? Navigating your way through the maze of gardening and landscaping options and maintenance for your home or office really is enough to drive anybody wild.
Hi, I'm Randy Quilici, owner of Quilici Gardening and Landscaping. If anyone knows it's a jungle out there, it's us. We've been offering complete maintenance and landscape installation for residential and commercial properties since 1982. It's easy to let things get overgrown and out of hand and keep putting off adding that special water feature you've wanted for so long. Let us help by taming and shaping your landscape into something you'll be proud of. Call me at 425-5269 or visit us at QuiliciGardening.com.
Quilici Gardening and Landscaping, because without them, it really is a jungle out there.
Big changes are coming to KSCO, ladies and gentlemen. The upcoming retirement of Phil Hendry means that weekdays from 4 to 7 p.m., our schedule will soon change. For years, we have been primarily a syndicated program radio station with some local shows. Now we plan to become a primarily local program radio station with some syndicated shows. So, starting immediately, we will be opening up our primetime schedule to more individuals and businesses who want to produce and broadcast their own talk shows on KSCO AM 1080. Our 10,000-watt blowtorch signal can be heard from north of Sacramento to south of Bakersfield in the daytime. Got something to say? Business or ministry to grow, a cause to advance, a candidate to get elected, or a voter's initiative to get to pass? Become a talk show host on KSCO and make things happen. For info on rates and schedules, send an email to me, mz@ksco.com, or call my voicemail at 429-2200. That's 429-2200.
Recycling in the unincorporated areas of Santa Cruz County is not just a good idea.
It's the law.
I'm Mari Segura, Public Education's Program Coordinator with the County of Santa Cruz, Department of Public Works. My job is to get important information to you. Today, I have information so important that I brought Division Manager Patrick Matthews in to tell you about it.
Our Buena Vista landfill has only 15 years of capacity left. That's why the County Board of Supervisors passed an ordinance making recycling mandatory.
What does that mean for residents of the county?
Mandatory recycling means that the county will no longer accept recyclables in your trash. No envelopes, cans, boxes, or anything that can be recycled. When the law goes into full effect on January 1st, any trash can or truck that contains recyclables will not be accepted for disposal until the recyclables are put in their proper place.
How can people learn more about mandatory recycling, Patrick?
By calling Public Works at 454-2160. That's 454-2160. Remember, it's the law.
Free ice cream, free DVD player, free. Everything is free to make up for bad installation and poor service from those telemarketing satellite companies. But here at Taylor Vision, we just offer excellent installations and great service. Sorry, no free ice cream, but great service. Call me, Rocky, at Taylor Vision Satellite, 476-1636 or 252-0441.
This house ain't grand, but for sure it's mine. It's a beautiful driveway for which I pine. I want a thrill when I park my ride. Give me a driveway that's smooth and wide. My neighbors are jealous, I'm happy to say. Granite Construction made my day.
Our little vineyard is a ton of fun. Seems there's always a job to be done. Now it's time to build that retaining wall and a whole lot of earth to haul. Granite Construction is our go-to crew. Granite Construction, thank you.
My corporate project has got me in a sweat. If I really make it happen, that raise I'll get. It's big and complex, but I can't get uptight. Just got to be sure it's on time and done right. So I went and got the best I could find. Granite Construction, that's project peace of mind.
When you need to find the poetry in a job well done, call 1-800-GRANITE. For construction materials and private and custom jobs of any type, Granite Construction, what can we build for you?
Helicopters for a day or helicopters for a lifetime? We got it right here at Specialized Helicopters.
Ever dream of flying a helicopter? Maybe you'd just like to go for a ride. Today's the day at Specialized Helicopters in Watsonville. Owner, Chief Pilot, Chris Gallardi.
Every day is a good day to go fly. So why not take advantage of that? Have some fun.
Watch the TV segment from the Travels with Romney TV show at travelswithromney.com or visit specializedheli.com. Specialized Helicopters at the Watsonville Airport and 24/7 at travelswithromney.com.
Hello, all you beautiful people. This is your friend, Judy DeVilbiss. I would like to speak to you about some red warning lights. When you see a school bus, this bus stops, the red lights flash, that means stop. School bus, red flashing lights, stop. When you get up in the morning and you have an ache in your neck, achy fingers, a sore back, those are red lights flashing at you. Well, I want you to stop exactly what you're thinking and what you're doing. Pick up the phone and call me at 888-352-7500 and let me help you stop your red light from flashing. Now remember, two safety tips. School bus, red lights flashing, stop. Achy neck, achy joints, any aches and pains, stop. Pick up the phone and call me, 888-352-7500. That's 888-352-7500. Do it now.
Spending time in the great outdoors doesn't have to mean roughing it, especially when you have...
J.C. Heating and Air Conditioning was started in 1975 by John and Carol Hadley. I'm Chris, and when you call J.C. Heating, I'm the guy who's going to come over to your home and explain your new heating system, air conditioning, and indoor air quality appliances. The secret to J.C. Heating's success in the Monterey Bay Area for 30 years? We offer safety, comfort, and value. Pretty basic. If you're building or remodeling, or just want to get rid of your old inefficient furnace, call us at 831-475-6538. Want to know the latest in high-efficiency heating and cooling? Call me. Trouble with your ducting? Those critters will get in if you don't watch out. Call JC Heating. We want to hear from you. And for those of you who suffer from asthma or allergies, ask about our perfect air purifier. JC Heating and Air Conditioning. Regular people. I'm Chris, a regular guy who wants to get in your house and fix it. Call us at 831-475-6538. JC Heating, 475-6538.
That's exactly right. Welcome back to the closing minutes
the Saturday special. We were supposed to be talking about old. We can speed it
are
up.
Are those Pam's jingles? Are those old Pam's jingles?
I don't know what Pam's jingles are. They came out of the
invented
cellar.
Invented in Dallas. The Pan America Music Service. Bill Meeks. I got that liberal NPR to do an obit when he died.
He died?
Yeah, it's about 5 years ago. He invented the radio jingle as we know it.
And you are from Dallas and KRLD country. In fact, you were on KRLD as a host or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, I moved from 1080 to 1080 when I came out. I was on your station. You know, and the thing about my show you don't mention is that as you were leaving the building, you could walk out in the parking lot and you could hear the radios being tuned to other radio stations that had been listening to you. Because, yeah... Because the audience was not going to support someone except for those few callers who called just to disagree.
I gotcha.
But yeah, it was not a moneymaker for you.
Listen, we got to switch gears now. New media.
Yes.
New media is internet radio, wireless, you know, getting your RSS, podcasting. I listened to something that's on the internet. I just ran a Google with your name, David Corsi, and I guess you were on somebody's program who is still on broadcast. You both worked at CNET together. I forget the guy's name. And I was fascinated by that today. So you don't even know what I'm talking about, huh? But what do you predict is going to... I sort of blow hot and cold on the value of broadcast, the future value of broadcast radio stations.
You mean
because,
over the air?
Yeah, over the air. Yeah, I think, on the one hand, I think that I ought to sell this radio station while it's still worth something. And on the other hand, I think, my gosh, you know, what you said...
this radio station for years.
Yeah, what you said on this interview that I heard today... is basically that podcasting and blogging requires too much work and too much effort, you know, and it's sort of a flash in the pan right now. And as soon as people realize that it takes a lot of work and a lot of effort, then they're gonna realize that the mass media, the traditional mass media, is where it's at.
But
so.
Never underestimate the power of ego.
Exactly. No one understands that better than I do. I understand that better than you do, even. You know, if that, there's one thing I understand more than anybody, if I ever write a book, it's going to be on the power of ego, for sure. So why do you say that?
Well, that will keep people doing their My Journal and My Space and My Podcast and My whatever.
Yeah, regardless of how many people are listening or how much money they make from it. There might be a lot of people listening to the blogs or watching the blogs and listening to the podcasts, and people just don't know how to monetize it. Sort of like me and KSCO and KOMY, probably.
Well, a big thing, you know, in commercial radio is, you know, the spot load. When you're carrying 22 minutes of commercials an hour, back when I used to work full-time in radio, the limit was 10, 12 during a political campaign. And, you know, over-commercialization of broadcasting is why I pay DirecTV, is why, and more specifically, why I pay XM.
All right. Hey, guess who's listening? I guess who's on a call? No. Mr. Logic himself is calling in from Paradise, presumably. Are you there, ML? Yeah. Oh, you're on Skype. Okay. Cool. Great. Oh, you're on Skype, but you're on Skype out. You're on because you came in on a phone line, right? Okay. You sound pretty good.
Does do a good job or doesn't have too many dropouts. And I thought, well, since you're on talking about radio stuff, maybe I'd come in and break it up a little bit.
David says it's pixelated. Yeah, I mean, it's not as good as, well, I mean, it's better audio frequency range than a regular phone, but
it sounds a little like digital cellular. Maybe better than that, but yeah, you're a little bit, you know, digitally pixelated. I always think of it as audio pixelation, but it's not bad.
Yeah. Now, by the way, Mr. Logic, thank you very much for doing a wonderful fill-in for me when I was in Nashville 2 weeks ago.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, and I know I heard that a lot of people enjoyed the program. So.
Well, yeah, maybe they were being overly kind. It'd be fun to do again sometime. I'd like to try to do maybe some kind of a combination Skycast, broadcast, and internet streaming audio.
Well, let's set it up. Let's you and I talk later today or this evening or something. Or maybe we'll preempt Coast to Coast tonight and do this program that you're talking about. That'll really piss off the listeners. I mean, you know, people. I get these comments all the time. You know, from people saying we were listening to Art Bell on Coast to Coast from 6 o'clock on Saturday evening, and at 10 o'clock you came on with your rerun of your damn Saturday special. Now, what makes those people think? Do they really, really think? We were just talking about the power of ego a minute ago. Do they really think that I'm going to look kindly on that kind of a complaint where they demand that I not rerun the Saturday special, my own program? Do they really think that? I mean, this is an outrage.
Well, you got to remember, they own their own radio receiver, and so they want to hear what they want to hear.
I guess you're right. So anyhow, yeah, let's definitely talk later today. I noticed that you were on Skype on the computer, but now you're going through the telephone system, huh?
This is a regular Skype call to you.
Right.
It'd be fun to do this Skype ID, and then we get probably better quality.
Maybe we'll do the whole 2 hour and promise not to say anything about advertising or KOMY or anything. Maybe next program or something like that, or somewhere along the way. But thanks for calling in today. Thanks, Dave Corsi, for being a guest. Thanks to the listeners of both radio stations. And thank you, Aaron, for doing a yeoman's job of being in charge of the commercials and so forth, and being the pilot in command here. So.
That's all, folks.
KSCO Santa Cruz, KOMY Watsonville.
Oh, damn. Yep. And let me pull this noodle around.
Astronauts aboard the Space Shuttle Discovery getting down to business this weekend, and Fox News Radio's Mike Mackowitz joins us live from the Johnson Space Center. Mike?
Well, Allison, I'm in Building 9 at the JSC, where the shuttle crew rehearsed the spacewalk that they just finished outside of the shuttle. Astronauts Piers Seller and Mike Fossum have been literally bouncing out on the end of the orbiter boom and sensor system. That's the extension to the shuttle's robotic arm that's used to scan the shuttle for damage. What they're trying to determine is if they can also use that boom as a platform for making repairs. So they simulated the motions astronauts would make during repairs to see whether the arm and extension are strong enough. They're just packing up now. Earlier, they installed a blade blocker to protect a cable on the space station mobile transporter so that it's not accidentally cut as its sister cable was. Allison?
Thank you very much. That's Fox News Radio's Mike Mackowitz joining us live from the Johnson Space Center. By the way, one of the two astronauts on the spacewalk today outside the International Space Station says it felt like a dream and he doesn't want to wake up. A major break in the fight against terror. A recruiter for Al-Qaeda captured in Germany. Fox's Julie Kurtz has that story.
Prosecutors say he is suspected of supporting the Al-Qaeda network with money and also by recruiting fighters for suicide attacks inside Iraq.
And the internet helped law enforcement track this guy.
To the three 9/11 hijackers.
Gambling back in Atlantic City. The casinos, including those blackjack and poker tables, reopened again early this morning after a budget deal reached. You're listening to Fox News Radio, Fair and Balanced.
When the hurricane struck, you showed the courage to save lives. While the weather rained down, you displayed the heroism to risk it all. While thousands suffered, you exhibited the selflessness to heal others. But now that the waters have receded and the reconstruction has begun, you just may need to show the greatest strength of all, the strength to help yourself. The hurricanes have affected everyone. As a rescue worker, you were there for us. Now let us be there for you. Call 1-800-273-TALK. Trained and caring people are available to listen and to help. 1-800-TALK. The call is completely free and will always remain confidential. Sometimes, the bravest thing you can do is take care of yourself. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
No united vote on the U.N. Security Council yet on the North Korea missile launch crisis, but The U.S. is trying to offer a diplomatic option, as Fox's David Piper reports from South Korea.
Assistant Secretary of State Christopher Hill, who's currently here in the South Korean capital, has given his support for a Chinese proposal to hold informal six-party talks on the North Korean nuclear threat and missile tests. He's also offered to meet bilaterally with North Korea's representative on the sidelines of those discussions, which are usually held in Beijing.
No response yet from North Korea on the offer, though, to negotiate. The violence continues between Israelis and Palestinians. The latest attack, an Israeli artillery shell hits a house in Gaza City, and it's deadly, as Fox's David Lee Miller reports.
The Israelis have struck a neighborhood in eastern Gaza called Sajaniya. According to the hospital there, two people have been killed. Among them now, we are told, a six-year-old girl and her 20-year-old brother.
A four-year-old in upstate New York survives an 11-story fall, but his mom now faces child endangerment charges.
The four-year-old Albany boy survived a fall from an 11-story window. Authorities say the child fell after a window screen gave way Friday, then bounced off a flexible metal awning onto a concrete courtyard. They say the boy then tried to stand up and was later able to chat with doctors. The child remains in serious condition with injuries that include a broken skull and a broken leg. Officials say the boy was home alone. His mother has been charged with endangering the welfare of a child. Lisa Carton, Fox News Radio.
A street in Liverpool made famous by the Beatles keeping its name. Local politicians wanted to change the name from Penny Lane to something else because of its link to slavery. It was named after a slave trader. I'm Allison Slater, Fox News Radio.
From San Jose to Salinas, Red Hot News Talk, AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz.
It's 5 minutes past 12 p.m., and you're listening to AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz. I'm Aaron Bond with a look at your Central Coast weather forecast for today. And it calls for mostly sunny skies, west winds around 6 miles per hour. Highs today around 82 degrees. Tonight you can expect partly cloudy skies and fog. West winds at 7 miles per hour. Lows tonight, 55 degrees. Quick look at tomorrow calls for partly cloudy skies and patches of fog in the morning time. Southwest winds 5 miles per hour. Highs tomorrow around 71 degrees. Today on the bay, winds west to 5 knots, increasing to 5 to 15 knots in the afternoon time. Wind waves 1 to 3 feet, swell northwest 3 to 6 feet. Every 8 seconds, patchy fog on the bay should be well burnt off by now. It's 72 degrees here at the station in Santa Cruz, and we now take you to The Perspective Show with your host.